it was God who had designed it that the woman should be under a man.
She had to be there, right? Bye.
Genesis 3:16. He said, your man should rule over you.
Wait, see, be calming down.
Every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m., it's time for Table Talk. Join me.
Hello, good morning. Again, it's 5 minutes past 9 a.m. First of all, because we've had a ride together all morning, let me apologize again for the briskness of that interview in the past hour, although I was able to ask a lot of the questions. But the ANEC Commissioner has promised to return here next week, Wednesday, so make sure to join the show then with more of the questions for ANEC. So he'll be back here next week, Wednesday. That will be the 2nd of November from 8 to 9. Alrighty, it's time for Table Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Let's break some tables. My name is Wemimo Adewale. We start with the appetizer, where that is just an outlook into what my weekend was like. One or two lessons we can pick from there, and then we'll go on to the main dish. And you really want to stay around for Table Talk today.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, this weekend I had a thought around doing things that you do not actually like doing out of necessity, you know. And I brought in my thought around sometimes, you know, you just have to keep pushing. It's just necessary for you to do some things at particular times. Now, a lot of people fail because they insist, oh, I do not like doing this thing. And until I get something I really like doing, I'm not going to do anything. Necessity will teach you that you need to buckle up and sometimes just take on the harness and just do it for now, for the time in which you are, because life is actually in seasons. And in that season, do what your hands find and do it well. When the time comes for you to be able to experiment and, you know, free yourself and explore the things you actually love doing, then you would know when that time is right. But for necessity's sake, you need to roll up your sleeves. I'm talking about legal things, right? Don't come here and tell me, oh, Wemimo said, legal things, right? In the times of necessity, buckle up and do the necessary things to get you out of that season into the season where you can then explore the things you like. Sometimes your passion will not feed you in the immediate moment, so you need to find other things to do. That's my musing on the appetizer. Let's go on to the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk.
On Table Talk today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to speak to the Stingy Men Association. I want to talk to the Stingy Men Association. Now, the definition of stingy men, because we're talking men, because it's different for different people. For independent women like myself, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, it's all right. You know, but you'll still know when somebody is stingy. I know you know when a human being is stingy. But we're talking in regards of men's relationship with the women in their lives. Women, you tell me, how do you categorize a man as being stingy? When is he a stingy person? Stingy man, why are you stingy? If you don't know that you are stingy, you can also tell me. And for men, where do you draw the line? I know that in the typical African society, men are assumed to be greater providers than women. In fact, it is still acceptable stereotype in many parts of our society today that men are expected to take the lead, you know, in terms of providing. And there's still a lot of men still do that, and kudos to you. However, stinginess is when your one kobo cannot join another person's one kobo, because all you know about, all you think about, is how it's going to be enough for you. Stinginess is not, I don't think it's a gender thing. I believe it's a human thing. Some human beings are just stingy, male or female. But in a society that expects men to provide for the family, if the man is stingy, how do you people now work around it? Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. I'd love to hear a lot from women this morning when you call me on 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 08095975805. For those who are tuning in for the first time, Table Talk is a gendered show, and we talk about women, the issues that affect women and the men in their lives, women in the broader spectrum of the society. All right, welcome to the show. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Are you a stingy man, first of all?
Number one, I'm not a stingy man.
Who told you?
I know that for sure, that I'm not stingy.
Yeah.
My name is Frank, calling from Ibadileke.
Welcome, Frank.
Okay, first of all, I want to ask, why is it that ladies mostly believe that, why is it that it's men that people, that ladies normally see as being stingy? Why is that people don't normally call ladies as being stingy, but they just see men as just being stingy? Why?
But are women usually stingy?
Women are stingy. No, it works for both sides now. If, mm-hmm. Okay, now, if we're talking about stinginess, then why should it be just the men that should be bringing out money? Why won't women be bringing out money as well? That's my question.
So what would you expect the woman to bring out money for?
So where would I expect the woman to bring out money?
No, what? What would you, for instance, what bills would you expect her to pick up? What would you want her to bring out money for?
In the same vein, I said that you still want a man to bring out money, so the woman should be bringing out money as well now.
Uh-huh. That's why I said that stinginess is not defined by gender, but in a society that believes that men are supposed to take the lead, you men are now beginning to pull back and say, oh, no, the men should, women too should bring money. We've also talked, you know, in times past about women as breadwinners and women who are totally pulling their weight in terms of bringing the money. So, but there is still a thing about saying that men, some men are very stingy. You're a very stingy man, very stingy man. So who's a stingy man? Good morning, hello. Hey, please call again if you're able to. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Kali.
Can you speak into your phone and speak louder?
My name is Kali.
This is, why is your radio on?
Sorry.
Come on now. Not be today now. Are you ready?
Okay. All I'm right. ready.
Go ahead.
My name is Kali.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing stinginess as if a man is
stingy. Mm-hmm. Your network is terrible. Good morning, hello.
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 Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Okay, my name is David.
Welcome, David. Who's a stingy man, sir? Are you one?
I don't think this subject is relevant in modern society.
You think so? You need to listen to what ladies are saying.
I don't think so because women these days even earns more than men.
Mm?
And yet they are not giving. So why should the focus should be still be on men?
Why do you, who told you that women earn more than men?
They earn more than men, yet they are not giving.
No, that's not correct.
It's correct. It's correct. They are not giving because the focus should be stinginess. What makes women? Why are they not giving?
All right, where are the women? First of all, we still have a wide gender gap, and it's still in workplaces. So no, women still do not earn that more than men in the broad spectrum. More women are working, yes, and also more women are giving. The stereotype is shifting. But women still claim that men are stingy. Good morning, hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show. Can you speak into your phone and louder?
Good morning.
Welcome.
I'm Caroline. I'm calling from Idimu.
Okay, welcome to the show.
The fact that he has so much money,
mm-hmm.
he has failed in his responsibility as a man to take care of the basic needs of his family, both the wife and the children. Because when a man is prudent and does not want to spend money on frivolities,
mm.
a lot of women think such a man is stingy. So me,
okay,
no.
Your line is poor, but I've gotten the bulk of what you were saying. Good morning, hello. Are you being stingy or are you being prudent? Which is it? Good morning, hello.
Morning.
Welcome
Good
to
morning.
The show. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, I heard you said last week that you would come up with this startup act that was signed.
Yes, we had to move it to
June. So I was really expecting, because I think you said the Monday, right?
Yes, so my guest is... Why is your radio on, by the way? You're giving me this... So listen from your radio. You're giving me a terrible hallback. Yes, so apologies for that. So we had to move it to tomorrow by 8 o'clock. All right? So for those of you who are looking forward to the startup conversation, it's been moved to tomorrow, 8 o'clock. So it will be on the 8 o'clock hour. My guest had to reschedule. Right? So tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sam Kola.
Hey, good to have you here. Speak into your phone.
I really like this topic. Actually, I think it should be put, because we are raised in this society whereby we believe that men are the leader. They are supposed to be the strong governor.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one of my neighbors, though I'm not married yet, but there's this our neighbor that both say they are MPs. Both of them are teachers. The wife will be paying for the husband will be paying for the children's school. Why the woman will be taking care of the domestic and bills.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, we are programming in such a way that men are supposed to be everything, heaven and earth. Why is for women?
Men are no longer heaven and earth, Abi. No, answer now so that we can know that we've all finally arrived at the same bus stop. Men are no longer heaven and earth.
It's supposed to be give and take now.
Which one is given? Are men still heaven and earth? Are you still Lord and Master or not? You can't eat your cake and have it. Ah, he has run off. You cannot eat your cake and have it. Today, I'm speaking particularly to those who believe that men are still heaven and earth. So you can't believe it and in the other breath say no. You don't want the responsibilities that come with being heaven and earth and Lord and Master of all. So for those who still believe that men are Lord and Master of all, I'm talking to you today. So why are you still stitching? Guy, run away. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Wemimo, good morning.
You're welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Ngozi.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, Wemimo, for me,
mm-hmm.
I don't care for the guy that say the women earn and they are stingy. I would rather be stingy to a man who feels he's a demigod, who feels he's all and all, who feels he should better remain the Odogwu defender. Because, yes, my money, I will never give it to you. But if you have a man with you that you know this person understands you, that you people are meant to complement each other.
Right.
Why not? You will bring out your money and assist, and
right.
both of you will work together.
Right.
But as long as you play the role of a god
yeah.
in that family, God provides everything for his people. So you should be the one, yes, doing everything.
Correct.
So why I chill? That's just the way
I love. I love to chill too. You see, the ideology of the Odogwu, it comes with being the spender. Odogwu, now this spender. So if you still believe as a man, today I'm not here to argue with you. Today I cross over to your side of the road. And I say, okay, let's even assume that you are the Lord and Master of all. Yeah, so why are you stingy? Because it comes with responsibility that you have to pick up. So pick it up. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is John. I'm calling from Ajah.
Yeah, welcome, John. Go ahead. Put off your radio.
My radio is not on.
Ah.
I don't have a radio with me here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Hey, your line cut you off. Good morning, hello? Hey, on WhatsApp, when a man earns money, he dreams of giving his wife the best. Not all of them, but yeah, okay. When a man earns money, she feels she does not need a man. Is that not stinginess? Stinginess of what? Oh, you're saying that when women make money, they don't... Your name is Isaac. You are Big Daddy from Majota. Thank you. Good morning. All right, you call again. Good morning, hello. You too. Call again. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm Prince Yubi, calling from the Ulete.
Good to have you here.
Okay, talking about this stingy, I'm not married.
Okay.
But when they talk about men are stingy,
mm-hmm.
just like one female caller just said right now, that I also understand everything is cooperation. It's not about this one being stingy, this one being do all and all. When everyone understands that this amount came in like monthly, this what you earn, this how you spend it, this, so this, when this one also have, you have the right to support when you need it. Not that
you will just be happy. You have everything. If you call TV the grace, you can do everything. You don't wait for the woman.
Hmm.
But if the grace is not there, that is when the woman will support.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like things you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about understanding.
Wow. A lot of you preaching understanding today. You are warming my heart because it appears that my evangelism is working. Eh? Now that we're talking about you bringing the Odogwu spender money, you are agreeing with me that you actually should compliment each other. Wow. I'll remind you in the days when it doesn't favor you. Good morning, hello.
Good morning. This is Schmidt.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think men are stingy.
Mm.
Yes. The only thing is that we decided to play along with the development coming from women.
How?
In the sense that they said what a man can do, a woman can do too. Now, you want power as a woman, and we've given you. Also, now we want you to share the bill with us. You are complaining.
No,
if you want to be Lord with us, now you have to behave like Odogwu too.
No, but if you also is a matter of the chick and the hen. But if you also believe that you are the Lord and Master, should you complain when you are asked to pick up all the bills?
We are not complaining. It's just that you people are complaining that you also want to be Lord and Masters, and we said this is Lord and Masters do. They pay bills.
But right now, you personally in your relationship, are you the head and not the tail?
I am the head.
Uh-huh.
In my relationship.
So are you picking up the bills?
I'm picking up the bills.
Otiton, that's a balance. Yes. It has balanced out. Otiton, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Akiko the line.
Good to have you here.
I think one thing men do not understand, that as you have the mic with you, it's somebody that made it, and he gave the rules on how to handle the mic. And by the time you do not oblige to that, the mic will malfunction, or it will get spoiled. So the same thing happened to man and woman. God said that women are always on the receiving end.
Did he say that?
A woman should honor her husband. That is extraordinary, just as the will offering outside the tithe and offering.
Ah.
Will offering is you are willing to give extra. Now, most men do not know that the family you marry from has spent so much time and money on investing that on woman.
Mm-hmm.
For you to just come in there and take her away, to be sharing responsibility with you, it might affect the parents of that woman, even though they are rich.
How will it affect them?
They need to be careful. Hello?
How would it affect the parents of the woman?
Yeah, they have invested in her.
But the parents of the man...
is giving much is expected.
But the parents of the man also invested in him.
Yeah, that's why it's a man. A man is the head of the family. And God said that any man that has not been able to have, that is not able to care for his immediate family. I think the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5:7-8 give us an answer to that.
All right. Thank you very much. 1 minute, I think that my evangelism is working. The other minute, I think I've been talking to myself for months. Okay, I'm heading out on a break. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call before the break. Good morning, hello.
Ma.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Oluwatu Bilobama.
All right, please speak to me quickly.
I'm concerning saying maybe men are changing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say all men are changing, because if you keep asking everybody that, okay, are you singing? They'll keep on saying, I'm not singing.
Mm.
And some men are like, they don't know how to say, okay, just take.
They don't know how to say take, but they don't know how to say bring.
But they want the ladies to ask, okay, ask the man, okay, this is what you want, before they now say, okay, take.
Oh. So if you don't say, I need something, you can't look at this person and say, oh, you will need this thing, take. So you want the women to say, okay, this is the list of the things I need. I've written it out on a piece of paper. I've submitted to the National Assembly for approval. I'm out on a very quick break. I'll be back again. This is Table Talk, Stingy Men Association. I'm talking to you today. Don't go away. No lady should say a man is stingy. Many women don't know what stingy is. They believe if you have money and you're not throwing it around, you're a stingy person. But society is preaching gender equality everywhere. So are you saying that you guys have now agreed with me that we should have gender equality? Do we all agree? Let's vote. Let's just say the ayes have it, even without a vote. 80% of men are not stingy. It's either they don't have or the lady is not adding any value. Teniola from Agege on WhatsApp. Wemimo, I'm really not understanding this. What is all this about women being on the receiving end? All of a sudden, women are readily obeying the rule where all they do is receive and the men give. So women can't resolve otherwise. Feel from Shasha. Hey, good now. Let's all agree. Since you know what you're doing. You want to eat your cake and you still want to have it. It's no, we can't work. We'll work. Good morning, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Put off your radio. Hey, please call again. Good morning, hello. Oh, you too. Please call again. Good morning, hello. You two call again. All right, let me return to WhatsApp. I attended from Otter as a grandstanding member of the Stingy Men Association. I wish to categorically tell you that we know the give shishi. We are kings and we can take care of all your needs according to the level of importance and urgency. See, someone that is claiming membership of the Stingy Men Association with its full chest. Ayotunde from Ota. Good morning, hello. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo. How are you?
I'm well. Put off your radio and speak to me over your phone.
All right.
Quick.
Please hold.
What's your name?
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Ayo. I'm calling from Ajara.
Stingy Men Association, are you a member?
I'm not.
Okay.
And my wife can attest to that.
Hey, oh, where's my checker? I need to give us the checkers.
Now, that's good. Let me quickly contribute to this.
Yes, please.
If a woman reports a man to be stingy,
yeah,
has two basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, how reasonable are your requests? That is number one. The number two, how frequently does your man receive him? Even at me, when you know he's in the position to give. So, I find they mix it up. They mistake something else for stinginess. So, you have to judge a man from his angle before you can conclusively.
Yeah.
That he is stingy.
All right, I hear you. Thank you very much. So he says 2 yardsticks to measure a stingy person with, specifically a stingy man. He says, check how reasonable your demands are. And number two, is it within his capacity to actually give to you? On WhatsApp, Sally from Oregon says, on this topic, I am I'm a prudent spender, a stingy guy. A woman that cannot assist me in any way financially when I need her help will now be calling me stingy because I decided to spend my money wisely. Life is tit for tat. You give me, I give you. Adeshino Ayotoyibo says here, what's the message? Somebody quoted this. When a man earns money, he thinks first of his wife. Okay, you heard that. When a man earns money, he thinks he doesn't need a man. I think it's not true. The real line should be when a man earns money, he thinks first of women. And this is why women should feel they don't need men, because so much. The moment they earn much money, they really know what full freedom feels like. What's your name? You said that stinginess is a gift. Stinginess is a gift. Most businessmen and CEOs are stingy. Only that when girls ask and you don't give, they will just call you stingy, and that's bad. Okay, so they should appreciate you for being stingy. Good morning, hello. Put off your radio. Good morning, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Samuel.
Welcome.
When it comes to the issue of being stingy,
yes,
a lot of people, just like one of your first callers have said, they misconstrue prudency and stinginess.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you know what you have and you know what your needs are, if somebody is asking you for anything or something that is outside the ones that you think, oh, this is necessary, those that you can do away with, if they're asking you for it and you said no, then they may think, oh, this one is, he doesn't want to give. But I can tell you, every man that can afford will give to his wife.
That's too generic.
There's no man that can stay and leave his wife suffering or lacking anything without giving it. I don't think I've ever met such a man.
But you don't say everything. Don't say every man. That's too generic. There are so many women.
And most men.
Yeah.
Let me say most men.
I don't know what the numbers are, but yes, I agree that there are men who would easily and readily give to their spouses. Good morning. Hello. Okay, you call again. Hello. Are you there?
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Welcome, yeah, go ahead.
If you want, based on the category or the perception of what you are speaking about, that the man is to be everything.
Uh-huh.
I think basically I would categorize myself as the chairman of the Stingy Men Association.
You are the chairman of the Stingy Men Association.
I group myself as the chairman of it, because in the sense that what most of these Nigerian women do is that it's like, because you are the man, then their body or their life, all the finances are to be on you. What is important, what is not important to be on you? Somebody just said that because the woman parents train the woman.
Uh-huh.
Me, I'm a man, so my parents train me also.
Okay,
you have hand, you have leg. Put up all those together. Why do I be the man to put all the U.S. constitution on the head?
With these few points of yours.
Does it make sense?
With these few points of yours, do you then agree that men and women should be equal? We should have gender equality in all things, not just in you spending money? Do you agree?
Of course, they are equal. I'm not going to do that. Because if you are a man, then you have, there should be everything. I'm not in that category. So,
All right, good. Thank you. So when it comes to money, you guys are quick to agree with me. Very good. I had to go and look for this audio because this comment is very funny. Dave from Ijai, I need to play you this very funny thing. It says, as if they sweet us, if they pain them. It says it's a Stingy Men Association member for life. So this is where he got the as if they sweet them. Let me play for you. Don't mind me. I'm just joking. This was Governor Wike.
I continue to work together.
Oh, yeah, now.
Thank you. I'm God bless you.
All right, Dave, I hope you're happy with yourself. I hope you're happy with yourself. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Joseph Sorry from Grandpa.
Welcome, Joseph.
I mean, sorry, I'm not in Grandpa.
I was...
Banana.
You...
Yeah, like, there is these things that my mom used to tell me, that how you know a responsible person is how he or she responds to his or her responsibility.
Mm.
And I think, you know, not those things, these things is on both sides. Mm-hmm. You get that?
Mm-hmm.
It's on both sides.
Okay, you're done. All right. Yeah, I agree. You know, when I started, so a lot of you would know actually where I stand in this matter, right? If you've been listening to me for at least 2-3 weeks in the minimum, you should know where I stand in this. But yeah, I'm crossing over to your side of the road. I'm talking to those of you who believe that you are still Lord and Master and that women are supposed to be beneath men, you know. So if you're in that category, then with your full chest, you should also be ready to pick up all the bills, I'd assume. But now you're saying, no, Shebi, you said that women are equal to men. No. But good morning, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, Collins is my name.
Welcome, Collins.
You know, most times women do complain that men are stingy, but in the real sense of it, women are the most stingiest. You know, you'll be in a relationship and you'll be spending, but the woman will still feel that you are not spending. And she has not even given you a bottle of water. And if you still come out to tell you that you're aka gone. After all that you have been spending,
maybe you didn't spend enough now.
Yeah?
Maybe you did not spend enough.
And most you all spend all that you have, they don't even think ahead.
Yeah, but you know she has to make her hair.
Spend.
And human hair is very expensive now. She has to buy jewelry, she has to buy makeup and everything.
Okay, what if I don't come around?
Now that you're around, Uncle.
Uncle, it's bad for people to be independent.
Well, you tell me.
And you don't think that men also need some stuff like that?
Shebi, it's only singlet you people need.
Eh?
It's only singlet you guys need.
Singlet and boxers, right?
I just came here to catch Chris today. Ryan King on Facebook says, those who quote the Bible are not talking about Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. Verses 13 to 16 specifically calls her a go-getter. Just like the man, she also provides for her family. In fact, that chapter 31 actually did not even mention that the man does any work aside sitting at the gate. So, see, that Proverbs 31 is a conversation for another day. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wenyo.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Wait, though, why are the men complaining now?
I don't understand, though. I don't understand.
Maybe they are the one always blowing their trumpet. and a man. Oh, yeah, come and provide now. I'm not going to support you as long as you see me as your inferior. As long as you see me as a complimentary being. Until you see me as a complimentary being, then that's when I'm going to support you. Until then, you must provide.
Bagam. The highs have it. you must carry out the burden. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Hey, have mercy. Is it ready off?
Yes.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Sunny.
Yes, Sunny Stingyman Association. Are you a member?
Hello.
Uh huh.
Yes. Yeah, so all this thing make you the year widow every corner. Because no matter what you do for woman, because you complain with their bad mouth. You know, so women get bad mouth.
I don't know.
No matter what you do, you're going to see complain every time.
And that means you're not doing enough now. If you give her everything she needs, she'll not complain.
Who complain? No matter.
People only complain when something is not enough. If it's more than enough, you will not complain.
Women don't know what is enough. All what they need is money.
Give them money
find
now.
Something.
Of course.
Anytime you say, I don't have food. But even receive passive, you'll see complain.
Of course
it
now.
It's
because
only you that will provide.
Don't you like that?
Let them stop it alone.
Why? Why should they? Are you not the leader? Are you not the head?
We know. Women know. But only your capacity will tell.
You have to work harder.
We do. We do, but woman get bad mouth too much. Tell them.
Okay. What's your name? Lucky Tales from Majek. Men are natural givers. Have you seen a woman spraying money at parties? Men will always spend on someone who respects and loves them unconditionally. So now. Oh my goodness. You guys are having a good laugh too. Good. Chinasa from Shasha, Wemima, we know where you stand. The thing is, a woman isn't your child. She's your partner. I really don't understand the Nigerian women mentality. It's appalling. It's not just women. It's men. Women and men. It's a societal problem that we still have. And it's not, you see how all of them are now saying, no, gender equality now. All of you are carrying the placard. When I come back next week and talk gender equality, you start quoting Bible for me. I've not heard any of you quote Bible, all of the men. You've not quoted... None of you has quoted any scripture for me today, as you usually do. I'm still waiting. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wemo.
Good to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Benga.
Welcome.
I'm coming from Mututu.
Welcome to the show.
All right. I just want to say that, you know, the Bible says a woman is a helpmeet to the husband. That means that in any way the man is not able to provide, the woman is meant to assist. There are cases whereby a man can be broke. It is just natural. Even if you are Dangote.
Dangote cannot be broke. Don't go there.
Well, anymore, Dangote can be broke.
I know, I was
it
just joking.
On the level of brokenness.
Broke, if you get me. I got you.
You will not be broken.
I got you.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So a woman is meant to compliment the man. You understand? And it doesn't mean that the man is the lord of all.
Mm.
I mean, you're not God to your wife.
Mm.
You're just friends.
Wow.
And you should understand the level of friendship.
Wow. That's nice. You guys actually, you know, we've switched roles today. That's what I've done. We've switched roles. So you're not the one preaching gender equality and balance and complementary relationships to me. Wow. Well, meanwhile, you've been doing a good job. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good to have you here. What's your name?
This is Joy Collis.
Welcome, Joy.
my take on this matter is both sides.
Yes.
Because I have friends that are stingy to their own self.
To themselves.
But what I don't like, they can't even, you know, when you go and say, let's go out and go and buy something, maybe eating or what, they cannot even buy something for their own self.
Wow.
Stingy to their own self. They can, to bring their money out to spend.
Wow.
So I've seen those friends. They cannot do it. So man and woman, some of them, they are stingy.
That's very
what
correct.
I don't like about this thing when
are you not supposed to be the provider? Do you know how much it costs to make her nails? You gotta bring other money. Good morning, hello. Are you with me or elsewhere? I think you are elsewhere. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good to have you here.
No.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, well, good morning. My name is Ibrahim.
Welcome, Ibrahim.
Yeah. You see, what happened is that when it's time of cooking,
yes,
we'll be in the same agenda. But in time of spending, there's no anything like anything like maybe gender or something like that. But if it's time of cooking, if you see some woman, they will be saying that they are the ones that have kitchen.
They're the ones that own the kitchen.
You know, something like that. Well, in time of saying, people will be saying that you should be helping them. You should be helping them in time of cooking. But in time of money, there's no anything like maybe helping. If your husband found that, okay, I didn't have money. Let me just assist me. But there will be people who will be seeing putting it as if as men is the person that at least can do all these things.
So men cannot do everything.
No, men can. I don't say men cannot do anything, everything. But at least they need assist. We are to assist ourselves in terms of that cooking time. You have to assist.
Are men still the head and not the tail, above and never beneath?
They are the head, but I was even shading it in time of that cooking where you people are saying that
when they're asking for help,
men should assist. Men should assist. So in time of this financial dispute, if men should men
assist with the
in time of financial dispute, if men say to them that they assist me.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that maybe it cannot be the head of the house.
Okay. You can still retain the headship of the house. Chooks from Aja. The lady that said men must provide. If I marry that kind of person, she go here and more. If I don't drop money, let her come and drag it out of my pocket. Stingy Men Association. Franklin Ikeja says, you can never satisfy a woman. Women are born stingy, even if you treat her as a partner. Are you sure? Well, meanwhile, being stingy is human and not gender-based, of course. I said that in my opening. We have it in both they are hermaphrodite in truth. I don't know if they are truly hermaphrodite. You said, I'm sure you mean that both men and women can be stingy. But then most people misconstrue being prudent for being stingy, especially those who are given to frivolities. Samuel from Igondo. Thank you. Why is Comrade Koboko rustling as Mr. Comrade? Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
It's me, Victor.
Victor, welcome.
It's be clear that Tinubu is not stingy now.
I'm not talking about Tinubu. Can I rest small? As for me, I will spend for my wife if she's a helping type, but I'm not yet married. Okay, Bernard Agbo from Bariga. This is the WhatsApp line, Bernard. Yes, good morning. Thank you. Good morning, Wemimo. I'm enjoying the show. But please, my sister, what has been done to you that you always bring up this human association for me? What do you mean human association? I think it's vice versa. But to me, women are stingier than men. Because if men receive their salaries, they will inform the woman, are you sure? In this same society that would tell a man never to let his wife know how much he earns. He said, but when women receive their own salaries, they will hide it and never spend a dime. And she still wants to collect from the man. Dampy from Igondo, thank you for your message. Good morning. Hello. Okay. Call me back. Good morning. Hello. You too. Call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah. My name is Jimo.
Welcome to the show.
I want to contribute to
this
topic.
Please go on.
In my own view, I want to say women are more stingier than men.
Really?
For instance, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I married my wife just at a school start, secondary school start.
Mm-hmm.
I sponsored her to university, first degree, master degree, PhD. She's now a lecturer.
Oh, great. Well done.
I did this so that at least we can be equal. Me, I was a graduate when I got married to her.
Mm.
But now that we're supposed to be equal, either financially or otherwise, she still asks for everything. Suggestion of pad.
Huh?
Children pad. That's children monthly pad.
Wow.
Close up. Hypo. I must provide. Who is now singing now?
She's singing.
I don't even have a job. She's a lecturer now. She's lecturing in university.
And you don't have a job? Salary.
You said?
You don't have a job now?
I have been a hustler.
Hmm.
Well, I'm a hustler, as in doing
business.
I just felt that if I want to go and work, it will not sustain me.
Hmm.
So I do one business or the other.
Okay.
You understand? I run a factory that I produce some things.
Okay. Okay. So you still collects all your money. She doesn't bring any at all.
Wonderful, wonderful. At times I begin to feel that if I had even known, I would have even left her just like that.
No, you did well, actually. So she's at fault in this one, but you did very well. You see, stinginess has no gender. That's where I started from. I just love to, shake the boat a bit. You know, it's table talk now. We have to break the tables, and it's working really fine. Good morning,
hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome. What's your name?
This is Happiness from Ikorodu.
Good to have you here.
Yes. Ubima, the boxers you talk about and singlet is for the ones that give up. For the single ones, they don't even deserve that trouser.
Not
the,
even toothbrush.
It's for the ones that give, that can give, that's your boxers and
oh my God. They said some of you will not even get boxers and singlets. I'm on WhatsApp. Am I from Victoria Island? I believe in gender equality, but I think there is no established right pattern to living a life. Just go for a partner that suits your lifestyle. Some men love their wives to be inferior to them, and some don't. Some women love to be inferior to their men, but there's usually a problem because you cross the equation. Actually, I always say that I cannot dispute your personal lived experiences, but there's something that is right. And that's that you should not lord over another person. You should allow everyone to come to the full expression of themselves. You understand? Nothing should limit the man or the woman within their relationship to be the best of themselves. That's the essence of feminism, actually, is that each human being, particularly the woman, should be able to live a full expressed life. Right? And that in relationships, you're not limiting them because they're either in a relationship with you or married to you. We should work together. That's where I stand. Work together based on your capacities and capabilities and make things work as a team. As a team. Now, all of you who agreed with me today, because you are members of the Stingy Men Association, that women and men are equal. Join me again next week by 9 a.m. I hope that we can still be friends by then. I'm on social media at WemiMoSport. Thank you for being a part of the show. Have a great day.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info. The conversation never stops.
The state government asked that schools should not resume till January because of COVID-19. Now,
Nigerians don't know that there are people who are called the laborers at the very bottom of the economy.
Educating and informing.
So let me tell you something. It's not possible to block all the million subscribers. If they buy another day, that's for them billion.
Listen to Nigeria.
There's a chance that you have been to places.